Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Leah Burdick. She is the Chief Growth Officer for Pride Industries. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, Doug.
Most of us are familiar with the name Pride Industries, but let's start with a little background, Leah. Please share the history of Pride Industries.
Absolutely. Well, Pride Industries is a social enterprise, and that means we provide business services that fuel our mission of creating employment for people with disabilities. And likewise, we provide a lot of services to people with disabilities to help them be successful in the workforce. We've been around for 56 years now. In 1966, a group of parents in a church in Auburn, these parents had adult children with disabilities, and they were worried, what's going to happen to them after we pass?
Right.
And so they started creating birdhouses for a local business and selling them. And from there, we've now grown. We're in 15 states plus D.C., working military bases, Fortune 500 companies, local businesses, everywhere.
That's incredible. The term disability covers a lot of conditions, so how unique and varied are Pride Industries clients?
When people think disability, often they think a physical disability or perhaps an intellectual or developmental disability.
Right.
You have the learning disabilities like autism and ADHD, dyslexia. There's traumatic brain injuries that happen.
Sure.
Psychological or mental, a lot of depression coming out of COVID, PTSD. We help everyone, and we place them in roles that run the gamut from office professional roles to labor, construction, landscaping. Any role you can think of, a person with a disability could do.
What's the best way for businesses to find out more about hiring people with disabilities?
Businesses can go to prideindustries.com. We have a phone number there, or they can fill out our web form, and we will be in touch with them within 24 hours.
Nice. Okay. Now, if someone or someone who knows someone with a disability who wants to work is listening, what would you say to them, Leah?
Well, don't get discouraged. We are here to help. Please call 844-I-AM-ABLE. Speak to one of our case managers. We'll kind of assess your situation, get you connected to support services, and also speak to you about different jobs that you might like to do.
What are some of the challenges that people with disabilities face when it comes to finding a job?
Well, Doug, you know, we're in an era of diversity and inclusion
right.
in the workplace.
Yeah.
But often that means just the diversity of people of color or from different cultures, which is wonderful
sure.
and a step forward. But people with disabilities still aren't part of the conversation. And that's the inclusion part. They're not thought of even in talent acquisition planning by companies. And this is an amazing group of talent that's untapped, especially during this difficult hiring environment we're in.
Sure. And I remember growing up, and it was such an odd time. We knew nothing about people with disabilities. And I am embarrassed to say that we almost thought it was contagious at that time. We had no idea what was going on.
Oh, my goodness. In the 80s, a lot of people were just institutionalized.
Right.
Right? And so everyone has talent. Everyone has something to contribute. One thing I say to employers is you're already employing people with disabilities. You just don't know it because they're not reporting it. They don't want to deal with bias.
Absolutely. Well, what types of employment are you able to find for your clients, Leah?
We always have a lot of jobs around, you know, landscaping, custodial, facilities management. We hire a lot of job coaches. So those are people with and without disabilities who work coaching and helping others with disabilities to be successful in the workplace. But we have a lot of office jobs as well at our Roseville headquarters and different companies around the region. People can visit prideindustries.com and check out the jobs available.
Lots of moving parts at Pride Industries. So tell me about your lines of business, Leah.
Yes, we have manufacturing, logistics, and supply chain. We do medical device, electronics manufacturing, a lot of kitting and assembly for high-growth companies. They come to us because they don't want to necessarily hire full-time staff, so they'll work with our folks. We do facilities management, anything to run a building, from the engineering, HVAC, construction projects, and, of course, landscaping and custodial. We have staffing and recruiting. We'll create internships and apprenticeship programs with companies, but, of course, also do hiring of just one person or of 100 people. And then our other line of business is our workforce inclusion, where we work with people with disabilities to prepare them, assess them, train, get them into the right role, and support them to be successful.
Who are some of the global and local companies that partner with Pride Industries?
We work with BSP, SMUD, HP, Compass Group, Ingram Micro, Amazon. Locally, we're at the Hard Rock, Thunder Valley, Knee Deep Brewing, Braley's, Neck Nosh, Pretzel Necklaces. It just runs the gamut of all size businesses.
Wait, did you say beer and pretzels there?
Yep, we even help assemble pretzel necklaces that are given out at concerts and outdoor events where there's a lot of adult beverages.
No kidding. And Knee Deep up in Auburn is one of my favorites, too. So you guys work with Knee Deep Brewing, and then you do the pretzel necklaces, and my day is made right there, Leah.
Yeah, exactly right. And Knee Deep just did an autism awareness special brew.
Oh, no kidding. Tell me a little bit about that. How'd that go?
Great. They've been working with Pride Industries for quite some time and are real supporters of our mission, and they're a great customer. So to commemorate Autism Awareness Month, they created a perfect fit brew that highlights autism awareness and notes that the brew was packaged and assembled by people with disabilities.
And it's called Perfect Fit Brew?
Yes, through Knee Deep Brewing.
Gotcha. Okay, we'll have to buy some of that. When companies hire Pride Industries employees, what kind of support do they receive?
Well, one, we can work with the employer to help them create a more inclusive workplace, be more accommodating, which has shown through studies helps drive profitability and sales, actually. But then we'll work with the person with the disability on training, job coaching. Sometimes, depending on the disability, it may take a week or two longer to train up on the job. But our employees have incredible retention rates. So if you get an employee who will stay a lot longer in the position for a week or two extra training, which we think is quite a bargain.
Sure. And I bet you've got a few success stories. Can you share one or two of them with us this morning, Leah?
Absolutely. I mean, one of my favorites is we have an employee who's blind who runs the inventory room at a large military base.
No kidding. Wow.
He's memorized where everything is, and he's got Braille on the side of the shelf so he can read where things are, and then he goes to it and he memorizes where exactly on the shelf, and he's a beloved employee. We had someone who celebrated 30 years at a local Raley's for being a customer service helper, and she's really known in the community and with the customers who've been going in there for a long time. We've got an employee who can assemble boxes faster than the machine. I mean, there's just so many. We have an employee who had a traumatic brain injury. She had to relearn her ABCs. She had been a writer, and she joined our team, the proposal writing team. She's done a tremendous job. It didn't affect her writing at all. It affected her speech.
Yeah.
But we've actually watched her heal on the job as she's used her brain working. And she's just a great team member.
That's great. When you said you have somebody that can build boxes faster than the machine, that reminded me of something I saw where there was a guy who was setting a world record for putting pizza boxes together. So
Well, just shows you everyone has talent and something to contribute. And when you give people a chance, they will rise.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What do companies say about the quality and caliber of Pride Industries employees?
We hear all the time, like, what a pleasure it is to have Pride Industries employees in their workplaces, how it helps the morale even of the other employees, how much they enjoy working together. And their other employees enjoy that the company gives back to the community and supports people with disabilities and helps them to be independent and contribute. Also that we hear, you know, customers like it too. A lot of customers want to work with companies that are giving back and having a social impact. So very positive. That's why we have a lot of long-term customer relationships.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Leah Burdick of Pride Industries. Find him online at prideindustries.com. Why should I consider hiring someone with a disability through Pride Industries?
We've always known that people with disabilities make great employees, but especially now, given the labor market that we're in, we're seeing a lot of companies who previously may not have been open to the idea now looking at it and wanting to work with us because we provide quality talent with high retention rates during this very difficult labor shortage.
Quality talent, high retention, what else do you need to know, right?
Right, exactly. Enthusiastically show up to work, that's pretty good.
Right.
And if companies want to work with us, they can go to prideindustries.com and fill out a web form, and we'll be in touch with them soon.
Great. Okay. Yeah. And that leads me to my next question. Are there any local Pride industry partners with current job openings? I think I know the answer to that one, right?
Right. Really? They're all listed on our website, too, prideindustries.com. Or people can call our helpline, 844-I-AM-ABLE. And we have case managers who help connect people to the resources, training, and job opportunities that they're interested in.
Who are a few of the companies that are hiring now, Leah?
We work with all the counties. We work at the airport, you know, like I said, VSP, SMUD, the air, you know, Beal. We have a lot of jobs open in, you know, production and manufacturing right now for medical device and electronics customers. We have job coaches and work group trainers where we hire people with and without disabilities to help other people with disabilities be successful in the role, landscapers, custodian, and we also have quite a few office jobs available in our Roseville headquarters, as well as with some other customers in the greater Sacramento area.
What about sponsors and volunteers? Are there any sponsors you'd like to say thanks to this morning, and can you use some volunteers?
We have wonderful local supporters to our Michael Ziegler Pride Industries Foundation, like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Sutter Health, Tykert, Ticket to Dream, the Walter S. Johnson Foundation, the Kelly Foundation, Placer Community Foundation, really generous supporters that help our foundation fund our helpline as well as internship creation. And you know, Doug, May the 5th is the big day of giving.
Right.
And so I hope your listeners will consider Pride Industries because 100% of their donations go to the programs that I mentioned, the 844 I Am Able helpline and job internship creation and coaching, things to help people be successful and develop an independent life.
That's great. Yeah. And, you know, I was just taking a peek at your website, too. And a lot of the employment partners that you have, Raley's, Golden One Center, Safeway, TJ Maxx, UnFi, Walgreens, Thunder Valley. You mentioned them before. And then, of course, my new favorite Pride contact, Knee Deep Brewing Company.
Yes.
RC Willie, Eskaton, Rite Aid, Kelly's Cookies, FedEx, and the Magic of Makuni. So just... just some amazing partners that you guys work with. Wanted to give them a little love this morning.
Absolutely. We love our customers, and we're grateful that they are, you know, that they work with us and hire people with disabilities. But as I say, we always say, you know, this is really not a charity play because companies like HP wouldn't work with us for 20 years just to be charitable.
Right.
They have their own customers that they have to make happy and deliver to. And we've actually won awards from them against all of their suppliers for, you know, productivity and delivering. So our services are competitive.
That's great to hear. Pride has a new helpline specifically for people with disabilities. Tell us about all about that, Leah.
Right. Well, we would see people sending inquiries on our website like, you know, my son has autism. He's graduating from high school. What do I do? Or I'm a veteran and I work in IT and I just can't get a job. Or
right.
I had an injury. And we created this helpline because people just were confused as to where to go. And so they can call 844-I-AM-ABLE. A good 80% of the people who call have no idea about the support services that are available to them.
Sure.
So we get them connected to that. We help them with training, and we, of course, place them in roles that are of interest to them.
The I Am Able Job Helpline is funded by the Michael Ziegler Pride Industries Foundation. So let's talk a little bit more about that organization and the other types of services that they fund.
So the Michael Ziegler Pride Industry Foundation, named after our beloved CEO for 35 years, who dedicated his life to our mission. We are a social enterprise. We're nonprofit, so any profits we make get reinvested into the business. But of course, there are some things, you know, that we also need to fund through our foundation, and that being like the helpline, like internship creation, and some of the job supports that help people to be successful. And so that's what our foundation is, the fundraising arm of the organization.
What's the best way for our listeners to help support Pride programs?
They can go to our website, prideindustries.com, and click on the donation button or give to us during the big day of giving. But certainly, please share our helpline. Everyone knows a person with a disability, or if you have a disability, 844-I-AM-ABLE, and we can get you on the pathway to meaningful employment.
Very good. What's the best way for businesses to find out more about hiring people with disabilities?
Businesses can go to prideindustries.com. We have a phone number there, or they can fill out our web form, and we will be in touch with them within 24 hours.
Nice. Okay. Now, if someone or someone who knows someone with a disability who wants to work is listening, what would you say to them, Leah?
Well, don't get discouraged. We are here to help. Please call 844-I-AM-ABLE. Speak to one of our case managers. We'll kind of assess your situation, get you connected to support services, and also speak to you about different jobs that you might like to do.
We're early on a Sunday morning. Somebody might just be pouring their first cup of coffee, wondering what we're talking about. So let's go back to the start, Leah, and tell me all about Pride Industries. Tell me the background about Pride Industries.
Pride Industries was founded in 1966 in a church in Auburn, California, by parents who had adult children with developmental disabilities. They were concerned about what would happen to their children when they passed. And so they created employment. They started out making things like birdhouses on the card table. And today we've grown to be in 16 states plus D.C., providing business services. And we help support thousands of people with disabilities get jobs every year.
What are some of the challenges people with disabilities face when it comes to finding a job?
Well, you know, in hiring, sometimes depending on the disability, if you're talking to someone who has a learning or an intellectual disability, for example, they might not look at you in the eye when they're interviewing.
Right.
They might not have a firm handshake. And usually you say, oh, no, you can't hire somebody like this. But you're missing out on a really great potential candidate if you're just not understanding that that's part of their disability.
Right.
And there's workarounds for this. You know, there are specific jobs that they may like to do where that's not necessarily necessary.
Right. Well, this question always surprises me, too. The types of employment that you're able to find for your clients, Leah, tell me all about that.
Well, we have what's called a job developer, where we'll talk with the person with disability, understand what they like, and we'll sometimes even go and approach local businesses that do that to see if they have openings, for one. But a lot of the jobs are, you know, if you like custodial and landscaping, being outside, we have training programs to help you progress in those careers. you know, we really run the gamut. I mean, we have people with disabilities on our executive team. So we run the gamut of office work, blue-collar work, community, you know, in the grocery stores and different retail locations. There's no limit. It's just matching the person to the right role.
And who are some of the global and local companies that partner with Pride Industries?
We work on military bases, and we work for the U.S. government across the General Services Administration, you know, across the country. HP is a big customer. The Judicial Council of California, we work with a lot of state counties, the state itself. We work for HP, VSP, SMUD, Kelly's Cookies, Rayleigh's, Knee Deep Brewing, Thunder Valley Casino, just a ton of all local companies that you could think of.
Nice. No, that's great. No, and my favorite story I think you shared this morning, too. Tell me more about the blind woman who works in the – where was that again?
It's a blind man who works at Fort Bliss.
Oh, okay. A blind gentleman that works at Fort Bliss. Tell me about him again. That's amazing to me.
So we have an employee who's blind working at Fort Bliss, which is the largest Army installation in the world, I believe. And they have a gigantic inventory room, and he's in charge of it. He has used Braille to put on the shelves of what shelf he's at, but he has memorized the entire inventory and where it is placed. So he's worked there for years. People come in, they need something, he goes right to it, brings it to them, and he's a beloved employee at the base.
He remembers the entire inventory, and I can barely remember what I had for breakfast.
Absolutely. It just goes to show, people with disabilities live in a world that wasn't necessarily built for them, and they're very innovative in finding solutions to, you know, doing what they need to do.
Right. I've always heard that if someone is blind, it enhances their other senses and capabilities. And so it sounds like that's something that's happening with that gentleman.
Absolutely.
Well, Leah, we're running out of time, but before we go, tell me what you got up your sleeve for the big day of giving.
Well, the big day of giving, you know, we're running a campaign to support our I Am Able helpline, as well as the other internships and job coaching and programs that we offer to help people with disabilities be successful in the workplace over the long term.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Leah Burdick is the Chief Growth Officer for Pride Industries. They are online at prideindustries.com. Thank you so much for doing what you do, and thanks for your time this morning, Leah.
Thank you, Doug.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Happy Easter, and thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.